Just who is Patrick Murphy? He grew up in the Florida Keys, where his mother became addicted to drugs, so he was raised by his father, first in Broward County, then in Miami. He attended elite prep schools, though he now champions issues affecting the middle class. Politically, he paints himself as a moderate Democrat. In fact, he used to be a Republican. He favors changes to campaign finance law, even though he's gotten millions in contributions from his wealthy father. Murphy's aides declined to make him available for an interview, but during a recent appearance in St. Petersburg, he gave this reason for running for Senate.
The House, right now, is playing small ball. There's no vision, right? There's no more foresight. And I've decided to run for the U.S. Senate because I believe I can make an even bigger difference on the issues that I care about, and I think the issues we all care about.
In the Democratic primary, Murphy's up against Alan Grayson, an outspoken liberal congressman from Orlando. Murphy has an edge in the polls, but both are trailing incumbent Republican Marco Rubio. Still, Murphy's got what most Democrats consider a dream endorsement.
This is Barack Obama. I'm asking you to join me in supporting Democrat Patrick Murphy for U.S. Senate on Tuesday, August 30th.
His campaign has a lot more money and a lot more support. I mean, President Obama is endorsing him in the primary. The president doesn't weigh in on very many Democratic primaries.
That's George Bennett, a political reporter for the Palm Beach Post. He's covered Murphy since he first ran for Congress in 2012.
So Murphy certainly has a big money and organizational advantage in the primary against Grayson. That certainly counts for a lot versus Grayson's ability to fire up liberal base voters.
But lately, Murphy's had to defend himself against a series of reports suggesting a pattern of padding his accomplishments, from his number of college degrees to the extent of his environmental cleanup work after the BP oil spill. He brushed off the reports in an interview in June with the Tampa Bay Times and Miami Herald.
Look, this is just more baseless attacks by the Republicans who are clearly trying to help my primary opponent, Alan Grayson, here, right? They want him to be the nominee. They're not even hiding that. They're saying it straight up right now.
Murphy wants to keep the focus on his campaign themes, including his fight against unlimited political contributions.
The money is disgusting in politics. A big part of why I'm in this is to change the rules. I'm on every single piece of legislation to overturn Citizens United.
But that would have outlawed the millions in contributions he's gotten from his father, who owns one of the largest construction businesses in the state. Bennett says Murphy may want to change the laws.
But as long as they exist the way they do, he's taking advantage of them.
And the money keeps rolling in on both sides of the aisle. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has begun airing ads painting him as Privileged Patrick or Phony Patrick. But a Democratic Political Action Committee is planning a $1 million ad campaign to support him. I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.